This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Kathy in Ohio is with us. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kathy. We talk about domestic engineering, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, saving you money on taxes. It was unanticipated that we'd be talking about it, but here we are. And about that rounding, that $500 thing, it literally landed us in the lap of the IRS and got audited. And, of course, we survived the audit because I had the proof. I'm not afraid of an audit. I actually think it's a challenge. And I think you should bring your whole family. If you get audited, just, you know, let them know you can eat extra chairs for everybody. And it's a lesson, and everybody can learn. The children, no matter how young they are, bring them all to the audit. You know, of course, you want to practice safe hygiene and not get infected. But everybody should be involved in the audit. And there used to be a thing where people, you know, parents wouldn't let their children know how much money they made. I think that's ridiculous. You know, it's not to be discussed outside the family. But, you know, it'd be nice if children understood a little bit more about home economics and where the money comes from and where it goes, so they're a little more judicious with spending. But in terms of a gas pump and rounding, you know, we send in estimated tax payments. The governments, the state, and the feds want us to estimate how much we're going to pay them per year. And they want it in advance. And so what we do is we give them a number. And that number is always in dollars and cents. It's never a rounded number. Nothing we do is a rounded number. And so, for example, and I mentioned gasoline, we pump gas, it's never, you know, $50 or a round number. It never comes up to an even dollar amount. And the reason is, I learned a long time ago from this audit that round numbers can get you in trouble. But also, I know that if I pump gas, I could do this. Now, I don't do this specifically, but some people do. Like, they'll say whenever they pump gas, it will end in 66 or 77 or 88 or whatever number they pick. They will always try to pump that cent's amount. Okay? So it might be $20.66. That way, when they look at their credit card statement, they see 66, 66 or 77, 77, whatever number they pick, they know that they actually did that. And it's their purchase. So if their credit card gets stolen, they say, I didn't do that. Because if you'll see, for the last 27 years, all of my gas purchases end in 66 or 77, whatever the number is. Okay? That's a thought. But we never use round numbers because it costs us an audit. Exactly as Kathy and her husband were telling you. It costs an audit. So don't do it. Kathy?
Yeah, that's what I had heard for years from him. And so we never do that either, Vince, not on certain deductions, especially. So.
Yeah. And, you know, Kathy, I'd love to meet your husband. And I think we have the same bruises. I think if we were to look at, you know, if we were to look at each other, we'd see that we have dents in our forehead and banged up thumbs. We have the same bruises. I think we've both been to the same University of Hard Knocks. And it's fascinating how when we talk offline that your husband and I have run into, you know, similar mechanical problems. So, yeah, it's amazing. Including the gasoline. Kathy, I know you had some things you wanted to talk about.
Vince, I wanted to talk about this. There's organizations and communities, they're called Seed Saver Exchanges. and I was real excited about them. I've been to them before. I was in one, a few years ago, I went to one, and it was closer to the city. And what the theory is if you have seeds and plants, that you bring those, and then you can get seeds and plants in exchange. So the one that I really liked is I went to last Saturday. It was in a little rural town, you know, by me. And I called a lady and talked to her, and it was so nice. You could bring plants or seeds, but the nice thing was with this one was you didn't have to bring anything. If you needed it, you took it. If you had extra to share, then you left it. And when I got there, there was all kinds of plants and seeds, and people saved a lot of wildflower seeds and perennial seeds. And I have a mound behind me it's like a half-acre pond behind us, and there's mounds, and I always try to grow the wildflowers so I can draw the pollinators. And it's fairly successful. I can't water it. It's too much work, and I don't want to use, it takes me too long to water from the pond. I can't even get to the whole thing in one day. But anyway, back to the seed saver. When I got there, it was so nice because everybody was a volunteer that worked there. But they had people, they brought pots, they brought garden equipment that they weren't using anymore. Some people brought like fertilizer. I saw hose nozzles. One family brought all kinds of fishing equipment. And there was children there getting the old cane poles and the fishing poles and the little tackle boxes and lures. And it was all donated by a little shop that had fishing equipment. But they had, it was just so nice. And I took 5 slats of perennials that I dug out. And I took like some of my walking onions, and I have a perennial garlic that I took. And I just wrote like little notes on either the bags or the pots and said, you know, a little bit about it, like how tall it got, and this is a perennial, and a little bit of a care of the plant on there. But I would check into those. Our town, this little town, has one in the spring and in the fall. Now that I know about this one, I'm actually going to try to help set it up next year because the people were so great there. And I just think it'd be worthwhile to help because I have a lot I can share from my garden. But it was all free. I mean, there was all kinds of seeds there. There was kale seeds and Brussels sprout seeds, and you could just take what you wanted. So I would tell people, if you're going to go, take like a box with handles or some of those heavy-duty, like your cloth bags that you can buy, because a lot of people had plants, but they had no way to carry them, or like a box, like a produce box with handles or something. But I wanted to get that out there because it was really enjoyable. And they had little children there, and I was so glad that they had children because I think if the kids get excited about it and they see it, then they'll probably continue on. So just check into your local thing. And Vince, what I saw, I was going into the town, and I was driving by, and they just, and their little municipal building, they just had a little sign because I don't do Facebook, so I didn't know anything about it. So I just saw the sign, and then I got online and looked up the lady's number, and I called her and found out more details. So it's something food for thought.
It sounds, Kathy, as you were describing it, I was thinking of 1950s, 1960s. And, people got together, they helped each other, they'd smile, and they would share. That's wonderful. We need more of that. I'm glad you brought that to the class's attention. And it was very kind of you to bring those flats of plants. Class, now is the time to make sure you've got your garden, and whether it's in buckets, do some research. You can get plastic buckets, drill some holes, quarter-inch holes around an inch off the bottom, put some soil in it, and you can buy some tomato plants and some pepper plants if you've never done it. Start your bucket garden if you don't have a place to have a real garden. If you have a real garden, you're going to need to fence it in to make sure that the you know, your fruit is not eaten. You know, your tomatoes and peppers, etc., not eaten by animals. You know, that that live in your village. So I suggest you jump on that, Kathy. What else do you have for us today?
Well, Vince, you made a comment about the potting soil, and real quick back to the Seed Saver. One of the other ones I went to, I didn't like it as well. You had to bring plants to get plants, but it was a first come, first serve. So if you didn't get there like an hour before, you were in the last group, and you didn't really hardly get anything that was worth getting. So if you can find out the better ones, then I really like this one better. But you were talking about potting soil, and potting soil is expensive. I mean, I know even the big bags now at Costco are probably $10 or $11. And if you're going to do any container pots or buckets, you have to use something that's not going to compact. So one, I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going to keep my eyes open. One man, I was reading an article, he took one, like a little kiddie pool, and he drilled holes in the bottom. And he took all of his potting soil from last year. And I don't have, I think I remember, so if I can't remember it right, I'll look it up before the end of the class. But he took the potting soil, so he did like half potting soil, and then he took, I think he did some peat moss, and then he did a little fertilizer. He shook it, you know, just not a lot, a few handfuls, mixed it up, and I think he might have used a little topsoil, and he left it like all winter. And that way he could reuse it, and it didn't deplete it of all the nutrients. So I'll see if I can find it, Vince. It's in my notes here somewhere in my notebook, but it just jogged my memory that was one way you can save on potting soil, because if you do, like, buckets, like 5-gallon buckets, you're probably only going to get maybe 3 or 4 of those with one of those big bags if you're going to do, like, a tomato plant or a larger plant, like a, you know, big pepper plants or something like that. So I don't know if you've ever rejuvenated potting soil like that, Beth.
Well, yes, but not exactly that way. But yes, we have. And we take buckets, okay. And we typically take topsoil, a little bit of sand, peat moss, compost, put it in there, and mix it up, leave it all winter. And so we use the 5-gallon buckets because we have 5-gallon buckets. We use what we have. Class, you can get the 5-gallon buckets, as we've said many times, at the Chinese factory outlet. You can go to the bakery department, ask them if they can save the buckets and the lids, and you may get 5 of them for 99 cents. They'll be used, they'll be washed out, sort of, and you'll have to wash them out the rest of the way and then drill the holes in the bottom. The plants need to have drainage, otherwise you'll have root rot, so you can't just leave the buckets without holes, and water is going to drain out from the buckets as you water the plants. So keep that in mind. But please start your seeds if you haven't, or buy the plants at the store. Start with some tomato plants and pepper plants, and learn how to do this. You need to do it like immediately. Kathy, do you have the same sense of urgency that I have about? Nothing's working, everything's broken, shortages of supplies, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better anytime soon. Do you have the same sense, feeling?
I do, Vince. I think it's even worse than a couple years ago when we first started this whole mess.
I agree. All right, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yep. And I'm all excited, class. I've got an announcement to make. I just got an email this morning from the web hosting service. And they said that they have completed the migration of USA Preparers and of the school's website. So now I have to go in and I have to make some changes and turn them on. But I'm all excited because this is the first time that it's actually... I've been notified that it's completed, and I went to USA Preparers, and it actually comes up with a message, and when I go into the cPanel, I can fix that. So a few hours of time at the computer, and I'm going to be able to have the website up, but it takes about a couple days to propagate across the Internet. So I'm excited. The school is looks like it's happening. It really does, and I'm really, really excited about that. And I will, as soon as I get the school's website up, at least partially, where you can see it, I will announce the name of the school. I think it is a really interesting name for USA Preparers School. So I'm excited about that. I got a message from Gwyneth. She called last night. She was in Bendigo, the village or town of Bendigo, Australia. And she went to the public library. And they wouldn't let her in. They wouldn't let her in because she did not have the check mark on a card that allows her to go into a building. She has not passed the COVID test because she has not been injected. So they wouldn't let her in the library. She thought that she could go into the library with her notebook computer and use their internet connection and do some research, and they wouldn't let her in. How about that? So for those of you who are wondering what it's like in Australia, that's what they're doing. And so it's pretty tough, pretty tough. Imagine that. So I don't know exactly what she did, whether she sat on the sidewalk or the curb or what she could connect wirelessly. I don't know. But they wouldn't let her in the library, and she wanted to share that with her class. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, that's terrible. Poor Gwyneth, I'll tell you. Vince, I have another tip from my notebooks. You know, people are saying that dairy is probably going to be going up, which I know it is. I know milk powder is hard to get. I know baby formula now is hard to get. I would imagine anything with your milk products is going to go up. So two of our stores ran sales on cheese, and they're in the little 8-ounce packages. But if I got it in a bigger one, I would cut it. But I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to date one. I've already vacuum sealed them. I left them in the wrapper. I vacuum sealed them. They're real tight. You can see that there's no air in there. So I'm going to date it, and then I'll check one in 6 months, and then I'm going to check one in a year, and if it's still good, then I've got another one. I'm doing like four of them. I'm going to see how long they will keep with being vacuum sealed like that, because if you get a good price on it, then, you know, that's great. But what I'm finding is they didn't have a lot of cheese there. When I went, it was low already. And then same thing with the butter. They had a sale on their store brand butter. I think it was $1.79 or $1.97, completely gone. The only thing they had was Land O'Lakes, and I think that was $5.39 a pound. And they didn't have many of them left. So I know you can freeze butter also, but I thought about doing the same thing with butter, taking my vacuum sealer, putting it in a bag, and doing a couple pounds and just to see if I can keep it, especially at that price. So as I do it, I'll report back. But I would recommend looking into it. I was doing a little bit of research on the people dip their cheese in cheese wax, and I haven't done it. You have to actually buy cheese wax. You can't use any other kind of paraffin or wax. But you melt it to a certain degree in like a double boiler, and they recommend just using that for the wax, because it's so hard to clean. All those utensils in the double boiler, and then you dip it in, and you let it, like, do half, let it harden, do the other half, and you keep doing that back and forth until you get it totally covered.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it's worth trying, and I'd love to know the results. We'll be right back with Kathy. I'll talk about a little bit about butter, just a little bit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news. There are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The 2024 Democrat presidential primaries may look different from previous years after the DNC panel voted Wednesday to give new states the chance to hold early primaries. States like Iowa and New Hampshire often fight bitterly to keep the coveted first-in-the-nation status. The DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee voted to allow states to apply to hold early primaries and set dates for them to do so. States will need to send a letter of intent by early May. As the White House announces another $800 million supply package for Ukraine's fight against invading Russia, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on ABC News explaining the goals of the Biden administration.
The bottom line is this. There must be accountability, and the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes, and also to squeeze the Russian economy to increase the pressure and the costs on Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin and the Russian government. That's what we're going to do, and we intend to work in lockstep with our allies and partners in support of the Ukrainians as they defend their country.
Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. That works out to $54.20 per share, and many experts believe at that price, Twitter can't say no. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why should I have got your...
Take my...
When you got
the
fever...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, I just... We haven't bought butter in years. Years. And we freeze it. So it's in the freezer. And not the last time we bought it, but the time before that, it was $1.79 a pound. So we bought several cases of it. And the most recent time was a couple of years ago, bought at Sam's Club, and I ordered it, so I know what the price was. It was $2.14 per pound. Now, that's a 16-ounce pound. Now, it seems like some butter is getting smaller, so the pound, I think, is like approaching 15 ounces in some pounds of butter. I'm kidding, class, but some butter is sold in 15-ounce containers rather than 16. So if you go from $2.14 a pound to the current price at Sam's is $3.43 a pound, that's 62% more. 62% more. in 2 years. So when you're reading that inflation is, you know, 7.5%, 7.9%, some reports are 11.5%, that's nonsense. When you look at food inflation, you're talking about enormous numbers. 62% in 2 years, that's enormous. And if that continues, you're going to be saying, well, we don't really need to have toast with butter on it. We'll just have toast. Pretty soon you're going to be saying, well, we won't even have toast. We are headed toward a real serious food shortage. And the big box stores right now are rationing powdered baby formula. They're rationing it. I'm talking about the big stores, the ones that control most of the supply that you would buy from. Seriously. So if you know a family that is in need of baby formula and they're not paying attention, you might want to tell them that it's being rationed and it's in short supply. And we are at a stock out condition right now in the United States of between 29 and 40%. Empty shelves. Between 29 and 40% across the board in baby formula. So that brings us to what Kathy was talking about. And that's why I asked Dr. Shuley a couple weeks ago about what's a substitute for baby formula. And he was talking about milk. So naturally, you'd go toward powdered milk, right? Well, just try to buy some powdered milk at Sam's Club. They're out of stock. I've been watching it a couple times a day. They've been out of stock for days. You can't buy it in the store, you can't have it shipped, and you can't have it delivered. Those are the three ways you can get it from Sam's. And maybe get it someplace else, but I don't know. Kathy, have you seen the same kind of thing?
I have, Vince, and I'll tell you, I figured this was coming. And so throughout the year, one of our stores has a markdown section, and I bought powdered milk there. They have it in canisters. It goes all the way from maybe like a 4-inch canister to like a 10-inch canister. And I've gotten it 75% off. So I probably have 10 of those downstairs, just figuring that this was coming and I could have milk and I could also share it. But, you know, back to the baby formula events, I mean, obviously, if you're a mom and you can breastfeed, that's the best way to go. But if you can't and you can't get formula, they do have women that donate their breast milk. And there is like a, and some people, you know, pay for it, obviously, but I know there's those organizations that do that for babies. And, you know, my first son was a preemie, and that was one of the things one of the nurses told me. Was, you know, I was able to give him my own milk right away. And so they just put it down an NG tube for him because he couldn't swallow yet. But that's the way that, you know, if you can do that or you can find someone, or like you said, Vince, just if you know somebody, pick some up for them if you see it, what they like, and or let them know. But, you know, Vince, I went to the store yesterday, and I did ask one of the clerks working there. He was stocking, and I happened to be, I think, I was looking for something like oatmeal or something, and they had crackers and things in there, and I stopped and I talked to him for a couple minutes, and I said, how is it stocking? And he just shook his head. He goes, we order stuff, it doesn't come in. I mean, the shelf, certain areas of the shelves were stocked, but they're spreading things out, moving up things up to the front. But he said that we are going to have to start rationing or limiting, he said, items. But it was almost depressing because you could see people picking up the packages and looking at prices and putting them down. Like they just couldn't believe what they were seeing. But I'm so grateful that I have bought as much as I have. And I've gone downstairs in the last couple of weeks, and I've taken inventory, and I've rotated some of my stock. I found some things that are just expired or maybe a little bit, you know, maybe 2020. But they're fine. I checked them. I'm going to use them up probably the next week or two. But Vince, it's right in front of us. And if you don't know how to do substitutions or make your own, I don't know know how you're going to afford, you know, $5 a pound butter. Like you said, you're probably just not going to even do it. You'll have to substitute it with something else. I remember my dad talking during the Depression that they used lard and butter. That's what they used. Lard instead of butter. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard the same story from Mrs. Finelli's grandmother. That's what they used. Yeah. Kathy, I'm looking at Sam's Club's website. And I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about ground beef for a minute or two. So you can buy Sam's Club Members Mark brand, that's the house brand, 90% lean, 10% fat ground beef in a tube. It's a plastic tube. And they sell it in their refrigerated section, and you can buy a tube of it, and it's $3.78 a pound. Or, if you like chopped meat, you could buy it in a tub for $3.98. This is in the black plastic tub and with the clear wrapper on it, and it's ground up, and it's 88% lean. So it's not quite as lean as the tube. What I don't understand is when I talked to the guy behind the glass in the meat department, I said, so what's the difference? What's the difference between, now here it is, okay, 80% lean in a tube, $3.44. 80% lean in the, 80, they keep messing with adding fat to it, so you can't really compare it. But I asked him, what's the difference between the tube and what's in the tray with the clear wrapper on it? He said it's the same stuff, except they grind it. They cut the tube open, put it in the grinder, and grind it in the behind the glass. So it's ground again. So it's a finer grind. So I want to let you know that it's the same meat. They don't have different meat. I guess they just add more fat to it and come up with different percentages of lean versus fat. But other than that, it comes from those tubes. And he said that those hamburger discs, the hamburger patties, what they would do is just take the tube and chill it and then use a knife and cut it into discs and then put it on a flat tray so it looks like pre-made hamburgers. And they're $4.18 a pound. So it costs more for them to cut it and put it in a tray as hamburger discs. So I was reminiscing back to the 70s, and that's when what we would do at school is we would buy the big tub of meat and make our own hamburgers. And we've, in the book, there's another way of doing it, which I think is, it's evolved. So what we do at our family is Mrs. Finelli and one of the boys and I will set up an assembly line. We all wash our hands, and we take freezer baggies, sandwich size, and we scoop out with a spoon some of the chopped meat. We'll call it from the tub, okay? The fine ground stuff. And typically it's ours, but if you were to buy it in the tub, to scoop out a small amount, put it in the corner of the sandwich bag, and then when it's in the bag, you can flatten it out into a McDonald's thin hamburger patty. But it's not going to be a disc. It's going to be in a regular shape. It might be more rectangular than it is round. But that's great. And if you make it really thin, it cooks faster. You don't end up with what looks like a meatball instead of a hamburger. And it works really well. And you'll save money by doing that rather than having the hamburgers pre-made in a tray in the meat department, in the refrigerated section, okay? So you can flatten out your own hamburgers. You can buy the 5-pound tub and flatten it out. Kathy, your comments.
Yeah, Vince, it's just, I've never bought the pre-made hamburgers like that. I've just always done my own, but I'd like your theory on just doing it in the bag and pressing it down. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. And Vince, I do have a question. Now, when you freeze your ground beef, how do you freeze it, and how long does it last before you notice it getting dried out or freezer burn?
Well, here's how when we do the hamburgers that way. So, if in the good old days when we bought hamburger in those tubs, we would immediately bring it home and make the hamburgers and press them out inside the Ziploc baggie and then seal the bag and put that those baggies, maybe 15 or 20 of them, in a one-gallon size Ziploc bag and leave it absolutely flat and put it in the freezer. So that means that each hamburger patty was in its own sealed freezer baggie inside a gallon baggie, right? And I'm thinking 9 months to a year. I'm thinking that that's how long they lasted. Now, right now, it's not like that. Right now, we use our own beef, which is way better, believe it or not. And I don't know how long it lasts because we've only, at least a year. Because when we process one of our own cows, it's frozen very quickly, and it's really, really hard, way colder than the our freezer is. So we bring it back from the processor. We bring them a cow and they process it. It ends up in like cryovac type bags and then it goes right into a deep freezer at our end. So over a year, I would think. How about you?
Yeah, I would say the way that you're explaining it, we did buy, we make our own kielbasa and, so we bought some pork from a farmer, and that's exactly when it came. It was so hard. I can't tell you how long it took to thaw that. They, like you said, they must, and it was good though, because if I wanted to keep it in the freezer, it would have kept a lot longer. And it was a real heavy, like a plastic suctioned wrap around it. So
right.
I would say at least a year, probably longer if it's frozen that way. Then.
Yeah, if you keep your freezer at the right temperature and keep it really cold, it should last a lot longer. It really should. So I don't know the exact length of time, but I got to tell you, we're getting closer to local produce, local beef.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
With us, Kathy, you're mentioning cheese before, and along with the hamburger tip, here's a cheese tip. So at Sam's Club, and it doesn't have to be Sam's Club, but Sam's has 5 pounds of American cheese, and it's yellow. And it comes in 120 and 160 slice packages, $13.76 or $2.75 a pound. When we buy that, we will buy the 5 pound. It comes in 4 stacks of slices. And we will take each one of those stacks and put about a third or a half of one of those stacks in a freezer Ziploc baggie and put it in the freezer. And if you get the air out of it and you use it within a year, it's almost as good as if it were just plain old refrigerated. Not quite as good. When you freeze it, it loses some of its texture and some of its flavor, but it's still there. So you may want to do that, and you can end up with cheese at $2.75 a pound. So 5 pounds, get some freezer-rated baggies, put it in the baggies, and then we double bag it. So we take the Ziploc sandwich size baggies, and then we stack them inside a gallon size bag, Ziploc freezer bag, and put it in the freezer. Okay, and we keep it flat so that the cheese slices stay flat, and then we can take out one of those smaller baggies at a time, transfer it from the freezer to the refrigerator, and then let it thaw out in the refrigerator. So that will save you some money as well. Kathy?
Yeah, that price went up. They did have a special on it a couple of weeks ago or a month ago where they had like $2.50 off of that. But I did go up because it used to be a little cheaper than that. And, you know, Vince, if they have that special, why not buy two? Because the next time you buy it, it's probably going to go up another $2-3. But I do buy that for certain sandwiches or grilled cheese or things like that. But you know, it's not to me, it's not my favorite cheese, but it's still reasonable and it makes a good sandwich or lunch. So
yeah, it's not my favorite either.
Can I give out my laundry soap recipe? It's real easy and I've updated it and I think it works better. Okay, I use 2 cups of salt, regular table salt. Doesn't have to have iodine in it. 3 cups of baking soda, 3 cups of washing soda, and I mix it all together. Now, if your baking soda or washing soda has clumps, I just take it and I put it in like a heavy-duty, like a Menard-type bag, or I take like a Ziploc bag or two pieces of like parchment paper, and I use I have a marble rolling pin, and it works really well. It just breaks it up real easily, and I just mix it all up in a big bowl, and I put it in an airtight container. You can use a Tupperware or like a coffee canister, but anything airtight. And I just keep a 1 tablespoon scoop in there. If it's something really dirty, then I use like 1.5 tablespoons or maybe 2. But if it's regular clothing, like towels, pajamas, sheets, I use 1 tablespoon. And I was using borax, but I've stopped using that because after doing some research, that affects elastic in your clothes. I mean, and I've even noticed like your cami tops for women, they were all stretching out and I couldn't figure out why. And I believe that was the culprit. So I've switched over. So, and it keeps a long time and it's cheap. So you could just use this recipe as a backup if you can't get laundry soap or, you know, it gets too costly.
Very good. So, class, recap, 2 cups of salt, 3 cups of baking soda, 3 cups of washing soda. Mix it up, and there is your laundry detergent. I wanted to mention, Kathy and I were talking about this, and I thought maybe it's just me. It's not me. Kathy has found the same thing out. And a couple years ago, I bought some Ajax dishwashing detergent. It's kind of a pinkish-reddish color. Dawn is blue, and we've been using Dawn. And it works great, a couple drops, and we can wash a pot with just a couple drops and one of those stainless steel scrubbers. Well, we ran out of the Dawn, moved over to the Ajax. We're just, you know, cycling our inventory. And the Ajax takes, like, I'm thinking a quarter of a teaspoon to do the same thing a few drops of Dawn did. So I asked Kathy about that. Kathy, your thoughts?
Yeah, same thing. And I get it at Sam's or Costco. And a lot of times they're still running it $2 off or $2.50 off. Mm-hmm. And I've got 3 or 4 of them down there. But same thing, Vince. It just doesn't, even the store brands, I've noticed they're just really weak and watered down. I can't get the grease or the debris off of the dishes. I agree.
Yeah. Now, my mom, Mrs. Finelli, My mom used Ajax, and it was white or clear, and it worked really well in the 70s. Mrs. Finelli's, my wife's mother, used Palmolive, and it worked just as well. They've improved Ajax to the point where I can't stand it, and I'm only kidding about improved it. So I bought some more, another 90-ounce jug of Dawn, and I really like that. It really works well. It's not a commercial for Dawn. It's just, I think it's the best. Kathy, thank you for spending time with us and teaching class today.
My pleasure, Vince.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.